Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the 28th day of Elul Tovshin Pei Dalad, Masechta Bab Metzia, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Hamafgid Mois Eitzel Shulchani, person who asks a money exchanger to mind some money for him. And of course, a money exchanger always needs cash, needs money. Im Tzrurin, if the money has been tied up with a special knot, with a what we call a kesher mashuna, in which the depositor has obviously shown or has demonstrated that he does not want this money exchanger to use the cash, then lo yishtamash ben, then he's not allowed it, can't use it. Lefichach, therefore, imavdu, if the money got lost by the shulchani, he's not responsible to pay it back because he's only a shemichinam. He's not getting paid for it. He's not getting any benefit out of it. He's just doing a favor for the person. Mutorin. If, however, the money was loose, not tied up in a bag or a pouch, and even if it was in a pouch, but it wasn't a kashim shun, it wasn't a special seal or a special knot, it was an ordinary knot that they make in a bag, yishtamash ban. Then the money exchanger is allowed to use it. Why? Because the depositor knows that the money exchanger always needs money, and he and that was probably the understood condition of minding it, that if I need to use it, I'll borrow it or use it, then I'll use it. Now, he has a din like a shomer socher. He's getting a reward. What's his reward? The fact that it's available for him to use it. And therefore he'll be chai for things like gnev aveda if it's stolen or an aveda, because since he's getting a bit of a reward for the guarding it, that's his reward, therefore his responsibility increases in parallel. However, that's until he uses it. Once he actually uses the money, then he's a mishoel, then he's like a milva. It's like a loan by him. And then he'll be chai like a shoel is, even for oinsim, even for accidents. This is all if he deposits the money by a money exchanger. Eitzel balabayis, if however a person asks a person, another householder, an ordinary householder, can you mind my cash for me? Bein tzrurin, bein mutarin, whether they're tied up or whether they're loose, lo yishtamash bahen. The householder has got no right to use them. Fichach, therefore, imovdu einoi chai v'chusin. If they're lost, without negligence, obviously, but if they get lost, then he's not obligated to repay. He's a din like a shemachinam. Echenvoni, what happens if he deposits the cash with a shopkeeper? He says to a shopkeeper, can you mind the money for me, my cash? Kvalabais. He has the same responsibilities of alabais, even if they're loose, don't use them. Don't use them. That's according to Divrei Rabbi Meir. Opinion of Rabbi Meir, he holds that he has the same the same level of responsibility as a householder. And he should not have any right, he's got no right to use it, and therefore he doesn't have that high level of responsibility as a shomer socher. However, Rabbi Huda Omer, hachenvoni kashulchani, he says a shopkeeper is like a money exchanger in this regard, that the person who deposits the money should have realized, or must realize, that the shopkeeper will also need cash all the time, giving change, etc. And if it's loose, he certainly can use it. He'll be allowed to use it. And because of that, he'll be a shomer socher until he actually uses it, whereupon he becomes like a shoel and chayav oinsim. Halacha is indeed like this opinion, like Rabbi Yehuda, that the shopkeeper is treated like the money exchanger, like the shulchani. Mishnah Yud Beis. Hashaliach yod bapikoton, the person who puts his hand where he's used the pikoton, something that someone gave him to mind, and he, therefore, by using it, he becomes automatically deemed a gazlan. Now he's chai for anything that happens, any onsim, even things beyond one's control. When it comes to now paying back, Beishamai say, he'll be punished whether it goes less or whether it goes increased, which means the shomer is going to be punished whether the pikadon went down or whether it went up. What we mean here is not price. We're talking here about, for example, if you had a sheep and it was loaded with wool, and after he was shalech b'yad, he used the sheep for his own benefit. He'd shorn all the wool. So now, it's chaser. It's less than what it was before. When he pays up, he has to pay back the sheep, the value for the sheep, and all its shearings. That's choser. That's if it's gone, it's gone down. Literally, it's lost its part of its value. Or it can happen the other way. It can happen in the yoser if it's increased. For example, he was given to mind a newly shorn sheep, and after some time he used it. Then he was shlech bayad. It becomes like a gazlan, and then it came loaded with wool. When he pays it back, he must pay it as it is with the wool. That's called Yalake Bayoser. He gets punished if it's increased. That's according to Beis Shammai. Uvesil Imrim, Beisil say, Keshas Haitzah. It should be as it was at the time that he took it out of the owner's house. If it was loaded then with wool, then he has to pay wool. If it was shorn, then that's all he has to pay shorn. That's how the Rav, the Bar Tanur, learns, based on the Gemara. Others learn, Rashi learns, for example, that what Basil means is Kishas Gzela, at the time of stealing it. At the time it was, how it was, when he was Shalech Bayar, when he put his hand on it for his own benefit. That's called Hoitzo'o from the Yerushas Bailim. It's called, then it's like he's taking it out of the jurisdiction of the owners, and now he assumes, from that point, he becomes a gazel. Says the Mishnah further, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Kishas Hatviya. He says, we look at it as it was at the time of the demand, when the owners came and summoned the Shomer to a court case. Where is my goods? And he's summoning them. Then that's the time that we look at it and we say, how much is it worth then? Now, some say Rabbi Akiva is not even arguing about the previous machlekes, Beis Shammai. They're talking about whether the gzela increased in its value, not because of price, but because it got loaded with wool or had its wool shorn, etc. What Rabbi Akiva's talking about is a case where it went up in price or went down in price. And what we're saying is that if it went up in price, according to the previous machalekas, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, they will both hold that if the thing he was asked to mind went up in price, you pay it as it was, how much it was at the time when he took it out of the world, when he put his hand on it. For example, he put his hand on the barrel of wine and it broke. Then we say if it went up in price, it was expensive at the time when he broke the barrel, that's what he'll have to pay, commensurate with that price. If it went down, then he'll play as it was at the time of the gzela, time when he was shalech bayad, when he tried to use it himself. And here comes Rabbi Akiva and he argues with both Rabbi Beis Shammai, and he holds that whether it went up, whether it went down, you always pay it at the way it was worth at the time he was first summoned to court by the owner. And where does Rabbi Akiva learn this from? The Gemara says it learns from a pasuk, Yitnenu b'yom hashmosa. He gives it him on the day of his guilt. And we learn from here, Rabbi Akiva learns from here, the day that his guilt means the day that he's been found guilty in court when he was summoned to this accusation. And the halacha, however, is like Beis Hillel. A person who's thinking of using a begotten, using an article, an item that he's meant to mind. For example, he told Adim, he told some witnesses, I'm going to use that bike that I'm minding. Beis Shammai says immediately he's chai for all onsim, anything, like as if he would have been shalach b'yad, as if he would have used it. He learns it because it says in Mishpatim the words, al kol devar pesha, on any matter of crime. And he learns from the word devar could mean daber, speak, or dibur. From the moment he even expressed with his mouth the intention that he wants to use it, from that moment he's already called a pesheya. He's already called a person who is a sinner, and he'll be judged like a gazlan from then. He's not chayev for insim, he's not called a gazlan ad sheyishlach bo yar, until he actually uses it. Shenamas, it says, Im lo sholach yodoi, im lechas ra'yo. If he hasn't put his hand, that he hasn't put his hand on the work of his friend. And when it says, Al kol davar pesha, Beis Hillel learn, not like Beis Shammai, that what the dvar means, even if he expressed an idea that he wanted to use it. But they use the word dvarpesh to tell you that even if a man told his servant or his shliach, or his agent, to go and use that begadon, he will also be chayv. And that's learned from Alkol, dvarpesha, dvar from the word. Ketzat. Or some say, Mishnah, how is this? Or some don't not give us the word ketzat at all, they don't have it. And according to that, it's actually a separate halacha that we're mentioning here in the end of our Mishnah. Hitas achovis, if a person tilted a barrel of wine that was he was minding. He didn't lift it up. He did not lift it up. He tilted it. But not lemenaris, and he took a revis, a quarter of a log from it. Vinishpro, and the barrel gets broken afterwards, accidentally. Einu mashalom. This shomer will not have to pay the one deposited him anything more than a revis. El revis. Why? Because he did not buy the barrel to be mechayev for the onsim. Therefore, he only pays for the revis that he took. If, however, the wine became vinegary afterwards, then he might have to pay for the whole wine. Why? Because we could say that the only vinegar took place because there was a bit of wine missing, and that's where the air, the bacteria, whatever, made it become vinegary. That's called a mazik biyadayim. That's not just called accidental. It's called mazik. It's called a person who causes damage. Now, he could be up and not to have him in a reverse. What happens if he lifted it up rather than tilted it to take a reverse, to take a quarter of a log of wine? The Gemara says, love Davka, that he actually took it. Even he lifted it up with the intention of taking a reverse. The Nishbra, and it got broken in the process, by Shalom de Meikula, he pays for the whole lot, the whole barrel. Because since he lifted it with the intention of using it, that's a kinyan. He's made a kinyan to be chayv on him. That's called a kinyan. And he becomes like a gazel now. And he's chayv for anything that happens to this barrel, even if it's beyond his control, that's on him.